This is the Pundits Podcast, sponsored by BetBright.
So it seems like every few months we've got rumours about Messi, about Ronaldo, about Neymar. Funnily enough, this one about Neymar seems like it might actually have some traction or some truth to it. The rumours are PSG are looking at a 200 million bid to essentially get the release clause from Barcelona. I know, like easy dollar. What do you think? Why would Neymar want to join PSG from Barcelona at this stage of his career?
From his perspective, I can only think that it's maybe to step out of the shadow of Lionel Messi. To be honest, I would be surprised if that's the true motive, because right up until now, Neymar has always seemingly been quite willing to be the supporting act to Lionel Messi's headliner. The two of them are close friends, as well with Luis Suarez. The three of them are, I think they spent their holiday together this summer. So I would be very surprised if that's the reason. I think the real motive behind this has got to do something with his father, who seems to be a little bit of a troublemaker. He was the reason behind all the trouble around his transfer to Barcelona, and it seems like he's gone to PSG without speaking to anyone, and just said, well, do you want to buy my son? And that seems to be where it's come from. So whether he actually moves or not, I don't know. I can't see why he joined PSG this summer.
What about you, Stefan? Do you agree, or yeah, are you your usual and disagree?
Yeah, my usual pessimistic self. I'm actually not entirely sure. I can totally understand why some are chopping this up as, you know, just tactics for a new contract. He wouldn't be the first player, even at Barcelona, to start making these kind of suggestions. Although rumours in the past haven't perhaps gone as far as they have with this and PSG. But again, on paper, you can also see why he'd want to leave, in my opinion. Sure, Messi is now, you know, the dark side of 30 now. Neymar's 5 years younger than him, and you could argue once Messi's gone, Neymar can step into the fray. But I don't think someone like Neymar is the kind of guy who's going to sit around and wait for his turn. I mean, we're all happy to sit here and say, oh, why can't he put up with being second fiddle to Messi or Ronaldo? And I think players like Neymar and, you know, Lewandowski and even Suarez, maybe, these kind of second rung of players, I think even though we call them the second rung of players, they all probably think, no, I want to be as good as Messi, I want to be as good as Ronaldo. And there might be some legitimacy to him saying, sure, Messi might be elite, in 2 or 3 years that might be my throne, but I want to go off and make my own name.
Yeah, I can understand that. And especially, you know, Messi is only 30, Neymar's 25, as you say, so he's going to have to wait a little while longer, you know, at least a few years until Messi is faded, and who knows how long he could play. The problem for me and the issue with PSG is it's the wrong club, I think. If Neymar's father, or by extension Neymar, wants to be the greatest player in the world and really have his own throne, the club he should be looking to, and this is maybe a little bit controversial, is Real Madrid. He's prime for a Luis Figo. I mean, Real Madrid, Ronaldo,
Pig's head
Ronaldo.
In the corner and all that sort of stuff. Yeah.
I'd be jumping out of the fire, jumping out of the pan into the fire there if he's like, well, I don't want to be in Messi's shadow, and then he rocks up next to Ronaldo.
Well, Ronaldo is a couple of years older. He's already fading, and Real Madrid are looking to Mbappe to be the next kind of superstar of the club. Go and get Neymar. I mean, if he's looking for a platform to step out of Messi's shadow, That's the perfect place for him.
Is there not an English club that you could maybe? I know, like, obviously Barcelona and Real Madrid, a lot of people would argue they're on a different level, but is there any Premier League club where he can maybe drag them up to maybe their level and make his own kind of legacy?
I suppose Manchester United are the only club in terms of the size and stature of the club that he can compare to Barcelona. And it'd be a little bit funny if Neymar did go to PSG, because Manchester United seem to be linked with these players every single time, and this is the one time they don't seem to be in the chase. But I think moving to England would be a mistake. I think moving to PSG would be a mistake. He's the next best player in the world in waiting. It's his to lose. And I just think if he waits a while at Barcelona, he'll be the best player in the world. And if he were to go to Real Madrid, I say Real Madrid purely because I can't see another club. It's not because I have some great desire to see him in all white, but yeah, I think those are the only two options.
But I think even just when Graham went through the options there, that's a perfect example of why it is PSG. Because he can go to Real Madrid, Manchester United, no. Man City, maybe.
Well, then AC Milan or something like that. Would that not
well,
work?
We don't really know the extent of
Super
the new
Everton,
fund to AC Milan.
Yeah.
No, the Italian Everton.
The Italian Everton.
Poor Rooney. Rooney's just went there. Neymar comes and he's punted out the squad.
He's off to, Pep famously wanted Neymar at Bayern Munich before Bayern decided to sign Mario Götze instead, which famously never worked out. So, and I'm sure you're still a fan of him. So Manchester City are a club with the money and the coach and the resources who can maybe sign him. But this is another example, you know, when everyone's saying, why PSG? And we're like, well, there aren't that many super clubs around that could afford Neymar. And just to go back to another example of why he might want out of Barcelona, you know, Graham just said, you know, Messi's only 30. And you're like, he is only 30. And he could quite feasibly play in that Barcelona team for the next 5 years. He can move back into centre midfield role. And on top of that, everything that happens at Barcelona comes down to what Lionel Messi wants to do. There's no denying that. Everything down to contracts, down to even the coaches they hire, down to the way the team plays, it's his club.
Right,
so we can't only just say, oh yeah, okay, so in a couple of years Neymar can step into free. He might be sitting there thinking, even when I am objectively better than Messi, it's still going to be his club, it's still going to be his team.
That's understandable. I suppose the other side of the coin is, what would this mean for Messi if Neymar does go to PSG? Is it going to affect him, or do you think he'll be fine? He's still got Suarez there. Would they find a replacement maybe?
I mean he would still be Lionel Messi, he'd still be the best player in the world, but I do think it would affect him quite badly. I mean, Neymar is the one at Barcelona who, he sits out left, he hugs the touchline, he creates the space for Messi and Suarez to operate. And if Barcelona are thinking about going to get Philippe Coutinho as a replacement, which has been raised, completely different player.
I can't see, it's a strange one, isn't it?
You can't see Coutinho going playing on the left wing. So yeah, I think it would be a massive miss. And you saw that last season when Neymar was out injured for a little while. Paco Alcacer came in as a front man, and Messi was supposed to go out into the kind of wide areas, and even a player like Lionel Messi couldn't perform that role as well as Neymar can. So in terms of the dynamic of that front line Barcelona have, it's perfect, it works in every way. So if you were to take one of those out, yeah, there would be an impact.
I mean, the other thing is as well, it's obviously an astronomical fee, or is it? We don't even know what an astronomical fee is anymore.
No,
is he worth four Kyle Walkers?
Well, you put it that way, it's worth about 10.
Yeah, there you go, exactly.
But, well, that's the odd thing about it all, is suggestions that like PSG will actually pay him to buy his own contract out so they don't get stung by FFP. And
that's the reason this one has more weight, is that there is a release clause for PSG to activate. And while it's astronomical, 200 million would double the world transfer record. I was reading that the CIES study, which works out the value of players both on their quality but also their marketability, has Neymar as the most valuable player in the world. They value them at 217 million. So in this ridiculous world we now live in, 200 million for Neymar might actually be market value.
Yeah, I mean, that's a really good point, because we joke about the speed of inflation in the transfer window, but it's almost as if the average price of a transfer has shot up so far so quickly that these release clauses for the genuine superstars hasn't caught up. So 217 million euros for Neymar is nothing in today's market, and it makes perfect sense for PSG to just, you know, dump that amount of money on him, because you'll pay it back in a season, two, three, four.
It's actually surprising then that someone like Man City, as you say, Guardiola was interested at Bayern, that they haven't went for him, because I mean he's a player that could benefit.
Well,
him.
And also they're interested in Alexis Sanchez to play as a false nine. I hate that term, but that's what they want to use him as. And Neymar, while he has excelled in a kind of wider role for Barcelona, for Brazil, where he's scored I think 55 goals in 70 games or something ridiculous, it plays in that role. He's a centre forward, a false number nine. So yeah, the only thing I would say is that Manchester City have already spent 230 million this summer. It's the biggest transfer spree in the history of football, so you add another 200 million on that, and that's pretty much like the value of the whole club.
Yeah, there's also the fact that PSG aren't just, you know, they're basically having to clear half their squad. They've put up maybe like 8 or 9 first team players from last season up for sale this summer. So if they are preparing to make a bid, then they're having to put some effort into selling players as well.
I would compare the situation Neymar is in at the moment to, I'd compare it to Zidane when he moved to Real Madrid. Now, Zidane at that time was the best player in the world. Juventus were on a par with Real Madrid, and he went to Real Madrid and kind of defined a whole era for Real Madrid. He was the Galactico, the face of the Galactico strategy. Neymar can go to PSG, and if he stays at Barcelona, even after Messi retires, whenever that is, it'll still be Messi's club. He'll still be in the shadow of Lionel Messi, whereas if he goes to PSG, he can mould a club around himself. And the payoff with that is, yes, he'll be playing in the French League, and French League is nowhere near the quality of La Liga, But PSG's ambitions aren't in League One anyway. They're a Champions League club. They want to win the Champions League, and great players are defined by the Champions League anyway. So I suppose in that respect, there wouldn't be too much of a difference.
No, and then you're obviously guaranteed silverware as well if you're playing League One. It looks like PSG, apart from
well,
maybe
especially
Monaco.
Monaco have sold everyone to Man City.
Yeah, it's pretty brutal for them, isn't it? I guess we're kind of going back. We talked about how it might affect Messi. How will it affect Barcelona and their new manager as a whole if they were to lose Neymar? I mean, obviously, it may be quite a simple question. You could say a lot, but to what extent is it going to affect him if he was to go?
I think it'd be huge, not just in terms of like quite literally immediately on the pitch in terms of tactics and, you know, the quality they have on the pitch. Sure they can maybe re-sign Alexis Sanchez or bring another winger in to replace him, but I think fundamentally it will define the fact that Barcelona, as Graeme said, are Lionel Messi's club. I think if he were to leave, the immediate response, the immediate backlash would be saying this is because of Messi. Now, obviously, it's never going to affect how people feel about Lionel Messi, but it's going to simply be Barcelona can't have two superstars in the same team while Messi's still at the club. So not only will it affect how they play on the pitch and how they need more players, but I think also can affect the ethos of the club as well.
Yeah, I think it would be massive. I think it would be a really stark illustration of the deterioration of the club at boardroom level as well. There's been a lot of politics at Barcelona in recent years, and they've had a really detrimental effect on the pitch. I mean, a lot of people last season, obviously Luis Enrique left at the end of the season, a lot of people put the blame at him, but I think equally in Spain, a lot of people said this is a result of what's going on at boardroom level. You look at not just the players they've signed haven't been good enough, but the players they've allowed to leave. Neymar, of course, would be the biggest by a million miles, but, you know, Thiago going to Bayern Munich, he should be in that Barcelona midfield. Sandro Ramirez going to Everton this summer is regarded as one of the brightest young strikers in Spanish football. Barcelona allowed him to leave on a free transfer last summer. So I think there are real concerns at boardroom level. And if Neymar were to leave, I think that would be the worst thing that's happened to the club in quite some time. I mean, when they signed Neymar, they were so holistic in their approach that they were seen to have a succession plan for Messi. You know, they were so together and so on the ball that they were signing the next guy to be the next best player in the world. If Neymar leaves, it's the complete opposite. They're letting him go, and especially to a rival like PSG, it would be a pretty big disaster, especially when Real Madrid are winning back-to-back Champions League titles and seem to have their act together.
Well, that's literally exactly what I was about to jump in there saying. We can take the money out of the equation. We can take, like, you know, the Messi-Neymar rivalry out of the equation as well. We haven't really touched on the fact that Neymar might quite simply be looking at Barcelona thinking things are a mess right now. He's 25 and Barcelona are always going to be Barcelona, but you could quite feasibly make an argument, say, they're not really where they used to be when Messi in his heyday, perhaps, no. Where they were genuine contenders and genuine favourites for the Champions League. Real Madrid have got their act together.
So it's like jumping a sinking ship, essentially, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm not sure I'd ever say Barcelona sip and shrink, but they're maybe not going as fast as Real Madrid,
yeah,
and potentially PSG if they get their act together.
How many times have we seen a big player gauge things on the signings being made by the club? You know, Wayne Rooney a few years ago at Manchester United said he was unhappy because he didn't see the ambition in the club through the players they were signing. Barcelona this summer, and probably the biggest summer for years when they've got a new manager, have re-signed Gerard Deulofeu and they're targeting Paulinho for a midfielder. What does that say about the strategy that Barcelona are putting together?
I mean, it's not great, is it? Especially when you're looking across Spain and your rivals are arguably in this kind of role where they are looking pretty invincible. I think just finally a one-word answer from both of you, which I know is pretty harsh, but will he move? So, Stefan, will he move? In fact, I'll give you a couple of words. Will he move and will it be PSG?
Yes and yes.
Yes and yes. Graeme?
That's really difficult.
That was, what, 3-4 words?
Yeah, it was pretty well done.
Okay, that's me done then. No, I don't think he'll leave. I think he'll sign a new contract. But I know this is way more than one word, but the precedent has been set, so I think we could revisit it in summers to come.
Interesting.
Thank you for listening to the Pundits podcast, sponsored by BetBright. We'll be back again next week with another episode.